So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, the following halachas pertain to Kadshei Akum, the karbanos of non-Jews. Ein chayav nalei mishum pigel neiser b'tamei. If the Kadshei Akum became pigel neiser b'tamei, one who eats from the carbon is not liable to karas. And v'ashechet v'machutz pater. If one shechs Kadshei Akum outside the Azara, he's not liable to karas. Divrei Reb Shimon, this is Reb Shimon's opinion. Reb Yosi Mechayev, Reb Yosi disagrees and holds that Kadshei Akum are like Kadshei Yisrael regarding all matters. Therefore, regarding the above, he's liable to karas because the source for Kadshei Akum is in the pasuk Ish Ish Mebeis Yisrael v'goymer asher krivu l'Hashem oyla. The repeated words Ish Ish teach that l'rabbis as ha'akum shenegrim nedarim benedabes ki Yisrael. A non-Jew can bring a voluntary carbon such as a carbon oyla in the Beis HaMikdash. And the word l'Hashem teaches that Kadshei Akum heim b'chlal Kadshei Hashem. A non-Jew's carbon has the same halachas as a Jew's carbon. While Reb Shimon disagrees and holds that Kadshei Akum are not like Kadshei Yisrael regarding the following halachas. B'kadshei Mizbeach, lo nenen v'lo moylin. One may not benefit from the non-Jew's carbon midrabanan, but if he does benefit, there is no me'ila because there is a gzeir shav of the words chet to truma. The pasuk of me'ila states v'chata b'shkagam v'kadshei Hashem, and the pasuk of truma states v'lo yisru lav chet, and concludes with v'lo yichalu es kadshei b'nei Yisrael. The words b'nei Yisrael exclude v'lo evdik kechavim. Truma does not apply to a non-Jew's produce, and likewise, me'ila does not apply to a non-Jew's carbon. However, Shimon does agree that b'kadshei b'etik abayis moylim hen. If one benefits from an item that a non-Jew consecrated for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, there is me'ila because kigamra me'ila mitruma dumi the truma the kedushas haguf. Only hektish items such as karbanis were excluded from me'ila because they are like truma, both have a physical kedusha which is non-redeemable. Av kedushas b'etik abayis, the kedushas damim loy. Other hektish items that only have a monetary kedusha which is redeemable were not excluded from me'ila. Shimon holds Kadshei Akum in Chayov Nalei Mishum Pigel Neiser B'Tamei, because the Asi Pigel Oven Oven in Neiser, Vaser Neiser Chil Chil Metuma. There are two Gezer Shabbos, one through the word Oven from Pigel to Neiser, and the other through the word Chil from Neiser to Tuma. Oven Oven, the Pasuk of Pigel states, V'Nefesh HaHecheles Mimena Avoyna Tisa, and the Pasuk of Neiser states, V'Ochla V'Avoyna Yisa Ki Es Kodesh Hashem Chil. Then Chil Chil, the Pasuk of Neiser states, V'Ochla V'Avoyna Yisa Ki Es Kodesh Hashem Chil. And the pasuk of Tumah states to be nazir mikatcha b'nei Yisrael b'lo yichal l'Hashem katchi. The words b'nei Yisrael exclude b'lo evdei kechavim. Tumah does not apply to Kadshei Akum, and the two gzeirah shavos teach that pigel b'nei Yisrael also do not apply to Kadshei Akum. Shimon holds Kadshei Akum ein oisin temura. One cannot transfer the kedusha from Kadshei Akum onto a chulin animal because the pasuk of Ma'aseh Behemah states v'hayahu usmarasa yikaidish. The pasuk makes hekesh a comparison from temura to Ma'aseh Behemah, and Ma'aseh Behemah. Ma'aseh Behemah is a mandatory carbon which applies only to Jews, but not to non-Jews. Shimon holds, Akum ein mavin nesachim al karbanon toin nesachim. A non-Jew cannot bring voluntary nesachim without a carbon, but his carbon does require nesachim because the pasuk of nesachim states, kol ezoch yasu kocha v'gaymer. Ezoch may be nesachim, ve'en o'evi kechavim may be nesachim. The word ezoch implies only a native, a Yisrael brings nesachim on his own, but not a non-Jew. However, the word kacha teaches ailosei to an nesachim, and non-Jews carbon ayla does require nesachim. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa that cites another exclusion in Kadshei Akum. Tarnabon dam shenitma bezarkar. If the kahan besprinkled the tamei blood of a carbon yachad of a private person, it depends. B'shaygig hurtza b'mezid loy hurtza. If it was not intentional, the tzitz is meratze, it validates the avoda. But if it was intentional, the tzitz is not meratze, and the carbon may not be eaten. However, b'tzibur b'mishaygi b'mezid hurtza. If they sprinkled the tamei blood of a carbon tzibur, the public, even if this was intentional, the tzitz is meratza. And the v'ebdi kachavim b'mishaygi g'b'mezid loy hurtza. If they sprinkled the tamei blood of a non-Jew's carbon, even if it was not intentional, the tzitz is not meratza because the pasuk of tzitz states v'hoya ametzchei tamei l'ratzin lahem lefnei Hashem. The words l'ratzin lahem imply that tzitz causes them to find favor in Hashem's eyes, and v'ebdi kachavim lav b'nei hartza aninu. Non-Jews do not find favor in Hashem's eyes. Zakta Mishnah, Dvar Mishin Chayav Nalei Mishum Pigel, Chayav Nalei Mishum Neser, Umishum Tamei, Chutz Min Adam. Regarding all the previously mentioned material to which the Isser Pigel does not apply, however, the Isser Neser V'Tamei does apply and one who eats them is liable to karas, with the exception of Dam, in which even the Isser Neser V'Tamei does not apply. As the Gemara explains, the source of Tumah is in the Pasig V'Nazim V'Kadshe B'nei Yisrael, Ashehim Akdishim Li, which implies that for all hektish items, a tamei person that eats them, if it was b'mezid, he's liable to karas, and if it was b'shegig, he's obligated to bring a karmachatas. However, the next pasuk states, Kol isha sheyikrav ela kadoshim. The word yikrav excludes behuchshu likarav akasam adabar. One is liable for tumma only after the hektish item became eligible for its usage. And therefore, yeshli matirin, mishikarvu matirin. If it was an item such as meat that requires a heter, then one is liable for tumma only after zrika when the meat received its heter and einloy matirin, mishikadosh bekli. If it was an item such as kaimitz v'kataris that does not require a heter, then one is liable for tumma from when the item was put into a kli sharis and got kedushas haguf. And the source for neisir is in the same pasuk because the pasuk begins with v'yinazir mekachar b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yichalu Hashem kachi. The word yichalu is written with two lamets to teach. The pasuk refers to two different psulim of Noiser and of Tameh, and regarding both, we say Ashahem Akdishim Li. This applies to all hektish items, Yeshlo Matirin and Ein Lo Matirin.